Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today, already in the middle of a new month and a new year. We have a big show for you this week. My first guest is an absolute musical genius. Paul Anka will be joining us on the show. Then the Dog Whisperer will be here, Cesar Millan. Kitty Kelly, great journalist who's got a book out right now about Oprah Winfrey. And then January is Organization Month. We'll be talking to Lori Marrero about that. Next hour, another very well-known legend in the music industry, Melissa Manchester, will be on the program, actress Charlene Tilton. She's done a lot of things in her life, but she started off at 17 years old on Dallas, and then Dr. Lovely and Gina Hollenbeck talking about lung cancer. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. I'll be back with Paul Anka.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vetraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vetraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vetraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vetraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vetraza.com.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet and nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
People say that love's a game, a game.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today, but even better, you are listening to our next guest, who hasn't made an appearance on our show in almost 30 years, and I am so glad that he's here right now. Joining us is the legend, a songwriter, a singer, an author, actor, Paul Anka. Hi, Paul. How are you? Good to have you back.
Hey, Ron. Thank you. How you been?
I have been excellent. It's been a long time since you and I chatted, and I'm so glad to have you back.
As we did the last time. Oh. Thank you. Wow, Ron, I think you probably made my day or my month or my year. Can you imagine saying it's been 30 years and we're still here talking about what we do? Wow.
It's unbelievable.
That's almost as good a news as saying I'm on TikTok.
You know what? Congratulations on that. That is
great.
You know, aside from the fact that you've had a hit in every decade since the 1950s, now a sensation on TikTok. I mean, that's kind of like a full circle, if you will, in the modern generation.
Well, you know, as I said quickly, I never heard of it. I don't think you had it.
No.
And when I found out about it, and these kids showed up at my door, a bunch of girls singing it, wow, this is something. And I was like, yeah, I went with it, you know, and this stuff on there eclectically that I look at, and felt very fortunate because, you know, there's a song I wrote when I was a kid, and to see with what's happening and the silhouette, the doorway and all this. I'm for most things that are evolving because life just keeps evolving into new and better things.
Well, you know, when I first heard TikTok, I thought it was part of a joke, like Knock Knock, and I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. But I got to tell you something. It has been remarkable. And I got to say that this is a sensational thing. You just turned a few weeks ago 80 years old. A brand new CD, and my friends, announcing a 22-city tour of North America, and I cannot believe the schedule you're on. This is kind of like going back to the days of Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, only you not have to be on a bus.
Well, you're correct. You know, the thing is, the Dick Clark tours were like 120 days, and I pared it down a little, and yeah, we've got the tour going out, and it continues February through the spring. You know, happy to say yes. The birthday is wonderful. I just don't live on numbers or by numbers. I live by, you know, you stand still, they're going to throw the dirt on you. And I'm still genetically wired that way. It's a passion, predicated on health, obviously. So I just keep going. And I don't know, you know. I've got the energy. And I guess when that stops, you kind of sit back and go, what's next? But until then, I'm out there.
Then I hope you never, ever, ever stop. I hope retirement isn't in your DNA. I have to tell you a quick story. Some 28 years ago, we told a story about how our mutual friend Johnny Carson ran into you when you were, I guess, someplace in an elevator someplace in New York, and he had just started the Tonight Show, and he said to you, I know a young guy that is just starting a new TV show. Would you write the theme? Which you ultimately did, of course, the most famous song on television. And then I asked you the same question, and you said, well, after I get done with the project with Connie Francis, I'll write you a theme. I know you've been busy, Paul. I know
you. So did I tell you that part of the story?
No. I know Skitch was the band leader, but no, I didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah, he didn't want this kid coming in, and you know, and he said to Johnny, no, we're not using it. Johnny came back with the bad news. I said, gee, Johnny, I was thinking of giving you half of the royalties. So let me get back to you. He called me. He said, you got it. But, you know, I didn't know. Johnny didn't know. 30 years. So I'm so glad I gave him half. I have no regrets. And nobody did it like Johnny. And Ed was, you know, had so many laughs.
Oh, yeah. He was sensational. He loved a good audience. And I got to tell you, I have seen you several times in concert, Paul. And I look around when I am sitting in the chair, and I look at the reactions on people's faces. And that's the most gratifying part, is to see the emotions, the tears, the laughter, the smiles. And, you know, when you come to town, it's not Paul Anka and a three-piece combo. When you come to town, it's a huge show. And that's really the style that I think is missing in a lot of production today. But you have influenced so many people, from Sinatra to Michael Jackson to Drake to Michael Bublé, and it just keeps on coming. I was watching a video of you the other night. I don't know how to explain it. I've been in this business a long time. I don't know how to explain it, but it's fantastic. The music never dies.
Well, thank you. You got to feel blessed with all this stuff because nobody's got a real hold on it. You know, if you give the effort and you put everything you believe in there, hopefully it's going to happen. Because with me, I don't know until you get on that stage, and as you astutely commented, and get the feedback from the people, the laughs, the tears, everything that they throw up at you. You have no idea how you affect people until that moment. So the performing aspect of my life is important to me, A, because I love doing it, but secondly, to get a fix on, you know, who and how you're affecting people. And now with this TikTok, instead of getting these young kids coming in, and I'm going, what is going on here? And it's all because you get out and perform and people show up and you see how you affect them. So I keep doing what I do. And however the dice fall, so be it. But as long as they're there and, you know, our tour is sold out already, hopefully I'll get to get on and do it. Who knows where all this is going. And it's going to take us, you know, till next spring. And I'm looking forward to it. And I really want to get back to work because I haven't worked in almost, it'll be 2 years. So, yeah, bring it on. I've got to get out there again.
Gosh, I love to hear you say that. Now, the new CD is called Making Memories. The song Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Then you do My Way with Michael Bublé and Andre Bocelli. You Are My Destiny. Wow, what a version of that with El Divo. This is not the first duets CD that you've put out. You've done this before.
I have, and I must qualify that it's not a duets album. and it wasn't supposed to be. The majority of the songs on there are just new compositions with me, but what I wanted my way, you know, I wasn't ready to listen to myself for 4.5 minutes doing it. I said, and it kind of happened in an interesting way, because a few summers ago I was in Italy. I've known Bocelli a long time, and he invited me to his restaurant in Forte di Marmo. In the midst of the meal, he wheeled a piano out in the middle of the restaurant while we're eating. And he sits down, and he starts singing My Way. He's, come and sing a song with me. And so I got up. I wasn't going to say no, because it was his restaurant.
Right.
Eating. I started singing My Way with him, so it stuck in my head. And it was just magical, as you can imagine. And then when I was putting this all together, Michael had called to go to dinner. We had dinner at his home with his family. And I'm saying to myself, well, I got Bocelli. I mean, who says you can't put another guy on there?
Sure.
Right. So I said, Michael, I'm doing blah, 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 blah. He says, I'm in. So all of this, within a week, Michael's in the studio doing it. Bocelli's done. They said, let's do it. So, yeah, great. I mean, it's a historical moment. And the only other one is You Are My Destiny with Il Divo, because I wanted to do a whole new approach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got those three on there, and all the other songs are new. Real proud of this one, because it's just so different, and that's it.
Well, I tell you, it's sensational. Long way from being backstage in the dressing room with Fats Domino and Chuck Berry telling you, go back to school, Paul.
Oh, that's right. Fats was real nice to me. Signed my new leather jacket. You know, I broke in backstage because I was crazy music, man. And Chuck is putting his guitar away. It's in his book, frankly. And I just broke in and, hi, Mr. Berry, signed blah, 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 blah. I've got this song. I'm so young and you're so old. I finished. And he says, the worst song I've ever heard. Go back to school. So 2 years later, there I am with Chuck Berry at the New York Paramount, and Paul Anka with Chuck Berry. I'm like, this can't be true. And I ran into him, of course. I said, hey, Chuck, I skipped school. Look at me. I got the blah, blah, blah. So we laughed about it. He was
go to paulanka.com. Anka Sings Sinatra Tour goes through March 14th. But you got to do me a favor, Paul. I really
sure.
mean this, okay?
Sure.
We can't wait another 30 years to do this again.
Well, that's going to be up to you, and I promise you I'll be there when you want it.
Okay.
There's no problem. I'll see you, obviously, backstage at the Villages, and we love it there.
I play there. I do a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand with a 15-piece orchestra, and I played that room, and I can't wait to go backstage and see you and watch that show. I will probably be there and in Clearwater.
Man. Well, you're going to hit me backstage both.
Okay. Well, I could talk to you for hours on end, and maybe one day we can break bread and do just that. Paul, thank you, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you.
That's a promise.
Thanks, Paul.
That's a promise. I look forward.
Paul Anka has been our guest.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. I love when our next guest is here. He's a fascinating individual. He is a three-time Emmy-nominated star of many hit television shows, and he's got a new show. It's called Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog. Joining us right now is Cesar Millan. Hi, Cesar. How are you? Nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Appreciate it for having me again. Thank you.
As I mentioned in the introduction, a fascinating gentleman. This all-new 10-part series brings pet owners that have some challenges, and you, for some reason, finds a way to do it with your theory on how to take care of a dog. But I would assume during this pandemic, there was a lot of adoptions. People wanted dogs. They wanted company. They wanted somebody to keep them sane during these crazy times. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody goes back to work. They find themselves dealing with pets that they've left behind now at home. They've got some behavioral problems. And I'm assuming that you're going to address some of those issues on Better Human, Better Dog. I love that title.
Thank you so much. I'm all about training humans, helping them understand, you know, how not to do sending the dog back to the shelter. You know, because since you already took the time to rescue him, you know, let me show you how to keep him at home the rest of his life. And the thing is, you know, most people have a big heart, but they don't have the knowledge at the same level. So my goal is always going to be, you know, knowledgeable dog lover. So that's what makes you a better human, that your knowledge is just as good as your heart. You know, so automatically when you are a better human, the dog becomes better because the dog is a reflection of your knowledge and your heart.
I know that this pandemic, as I alluded to, had a lot of impulse buyers. And I think that happens a lot of times with families where, you know, you buy a dog for the whole family, but it ends up with small children and they just don't know how to take care of it. So myself, my wife, we do that. Is that something to watch for when you're going to adopt a dog, the fact that once you adopt it, you have a responsibility just like a child?
That's why, you know, we have to make sure that we talk to our children, you know, to understand what's the agreement, what's the commitment, what's the responsibility. Parents know when kids are disciplined. Parents know when kids, you know, pitch in the family. You know, it's not about just getting a dog because the kid cries or the kid always dreams about having a dog. It's to really study their behavior as well. You know, is my kid disciplined? Is my kid responsible? Is my kid understand, you know, the commitment that it takes? Because, you know, those kids are going to grow and they're going to go to college. Many of them, they're going to go, you know, out. And so what's going to happen to that dog? So it's important that everybody, you know, pays attention to that. Because the dog feels it, you know, the dog knows when humans welcome them at home and then when humans forget about him being at home. You know, everything was good the first 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, the third week, it's only one person in the house that takes him for a walk. It's only one person that feeds him, you know. So what happened to the rest of the pack? So it's super important, you know, to understand what the responsibilities are so we come across as a very committed human.
Cesar, that's the reason why I love the name of this new show. It's called Better Human, Better Dog, because just like in any parent situation, you have to have good direction in order to raise
a good offspring. You have the Dog Psychology Center, your California ranch, which is huge. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the land means a lot. Your home, it influences a lot in how you feel. You know, when you come home, you want to feel safe. You want to feel peace. This ranch that I created is for that purpose, you know, for people as soon as they walk in to feel the sense of peace, sense of love, you know, and then definitely the community that I have trained over the years. Same time I raised my two kids. So now in the show, you're going to see how my pack helps your pack, how my land helps you, you know, and how the philosophy now makes more sense. You know, when I used to say exercise, discipline, affection, body, mind, heart, trust, respect, love. So now you're going to see how everything works together. How do I work with land, with the community that I have created? And when I say community, it's not just humans. And everybody help you understand connection, communication, and relationship is really what's all about, you know, to live a natural, simple, profound life. So you can go and actually deal with the instability of the world.
I want to tease the audience here a little bit with some of the episodes coming up, if you don't mind. There was a dog that was so aggressive that he blocked paramedics from getting into a home during an emergency. You transformed him so well, he is now a medical companion animal. And then there was another episode that we're going to be watching that really is different because the dog has a issue and now his second owner are newlyweds and they can find their dreams of starting a family. How does a Yorkie become something that helps in childbirth?
You know, the dog is controlling their home, right? So Ducky, you know, the Yorkshire Terrier, is pretty much controlling the relationship. They can't even kiss. They can't even hug, you know. And so if they don't know how to stop or create the behavior they're looking for, unconsciously they transfer that same behavior into a child. Remember, Super Nanny and Dog Whisper, what we address is a dog or a child taking over the household. You know, the other episode you talk about, you know, the guy who had a dog that and paramedics can't come and help because he became protective. You know, he was doing a natural behavior. You know, it's actually not natural for a dog to become a therapy dog, right? So that's something that you turn into it so the dog feels that he's helping. He just doesn't know how to help in a therapeutic way, you know. And you were talking about a pit bull named Goliath. And with a guy, they went through so many hard situations. His mom passed away. He developed a tumor in his eye. So, you know, all these catastrophes that are happening to him is making him weaker and weaker and weaker. And the dog is feeling this, you know. And so to the point that he developed seizures. And the dog doesn't allow paramedics to come and help, which it could be detrimental to his health, you know. So always my goal was just to turn that loyalty and that love and that care that dog had to his owner and turn it into, like, something productive. And just didn't know how. That's when I come in.
CJ, I think I asked you this once before. Can you do this to cats?
You know, the thing is with cats is they only give you 10 minutes, so you cannot give too much with them. You know what I mean? They give you 10 minutes of their time, and then 23 hours and 15 minutes, they don't want to know about you.
They give you 10 minutes, and they charge you for it.
Charge you for the whole day.
That's pretty funny. Now, the show is premiering this Friday, two back-to-back episodes on Nat Geo. And then it's also going to be on Disney Plus, too. Is that correct?
That's correct. Every Wednesday. So right after that, every Wednesday people can watch it on Disney Plus. I'm super excited because, you know, the more eyes on this show, the more the world evolves, the more the world become knowledgeable. And that's really my goal in life, you know, to change the world by making better humans.
Well, my friend, you are a fine example. You really are. The name of the new TV series, which I mentioned before, going to be premiering on Nat Geo this Friday, two back-to-back episodes, is called Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog. Cesar, it is always nice when you are here. Please don't be a stranger. And thank you for what you're doing to our little fuzzy friends.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I will.
Our guest has been Cesar Millan, better known as the Dog Whisperer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hold it!
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com.
John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI is assisting with a hostage situation at a Jewish synagogue in Texas. A man claiming to be armed has taken the rabbi and 3 others hostage at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas. The suspect is claiming to have put explosives in unknown locations and has demanded to speak with his sister, who he says is Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted more than a decade ago in New York of trying to kill American military personnel and FBI agents in Afghanistan. The hostage taker inside the synagogue is apparently demanding to have his sister freed from prison, where she's serving an 86-year sentence. The Biden administration and Texas Governor Greg Abbott say they're closely monitoring the situation in Colleyville, which is just northwest of Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Nikki today, and I'm very excited to have our next guest with us. She is quite a lady. She has penned so many books, and this is probably going to be one of my tougher interviews because there's only so much time I can spend with Kitty, and there's so much to talk about in this book. Joining us right now is Kitty Kelly. Hi, Kitty. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, what we're talking about is the latest work that you have right now, the Oprah of Biography. But before we start talking about this, your name certainly has been synonymous with a lot of controversial books over the years, and you've handled it with grace and dignity and supported it in a fashion where you are very, very strong in your convictions about what you write. You've written Jackie O, Elizabeth Taylor, The Last Star, His Way, the unauthorized biography of Frank Sinatra, Nancy Reagan, the unauthorized biography, The Royals and the Family, the real story of the Bush Dynasty. When you write these books, and especially the one that you did about Frank Sinatra, do you ever get concerned about, in that particular case, not only lawsuits, but even your safety? I mean, he was really bent out of shape when you wrote that book.
He was, and before I wrote a word of that book, he sued me to stop me from doing it. He didn't sue the publisher, but he sued me, and he kept that lawsuit going for about a year until he finally dropped it. I think it was his way of sending a national press release saying, I don't want this woman writing this book. I had expected the publisher to back down at that point because Frank Sinatra was one of the most powerful people in the country at the time. But they didn't. And I went ahead and I wrote the book, and I'm very glad that I did. I do write what they call an unauthorized biography, which means I write it without the subject's permission or their control. This doesn't mean that I don't try and get interviews with them. I do. In the case of Oprah, I wrote her about 6 times. I did it first as a matter of courtesy to say what I was doing, the kind of book I would write, the people I would be interviewing. And I did ask her for an interview many, many times, but I never heard back from her until the very end when her publicist called to say, I'm sorry, Miss Winfrey has asked me to tell you that she declines to give you an interview.
See, I'm amazed at that and sometimes even appalled by the fact that somebody who interviews someone for a living won't do an interview, especially when they know that when they don't interview with you, that they are kind of, I don't know, I'll say frightened, but certainly they are on a defense right away, and that just appalls me because they have no problem, especially in Oprah's case, of interviewing people with highly controversial subjects. And one of the things that you do is you take a celebrity that's really idolized, whether it's Frank Sinatra, Nancy Reagan, the Bush family, Oprah Winfrey, and you, I don't say intentionally, but you go out and take an avenue that kind of diminishes their sunshine. And I kind of like that, only from the standpoint that it really shows the true colors of some people that we idolize that maybe don't deserve such an idolization.
That's very interesting that you say that. I do try and go behind the constructed myth to the person who's there. And I understand that the book sometimes brings a level of discomfort to people who prefer the fairy tale. But I think that the person behind it is much more interesting, and I think the truth in this case is much more rewarding.
Just recently, when the book first came out, there was a lot of hoopla. I mean, this book is over 450 pages, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's a lot of pages. You had a lot of controversy surrounding the story about John Tesh, his supposed relationship with Oprah. And that took up, out of 450 pages, one paragraph, but that was the one paragraph the critics dwelled on.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
So it was amazing, and I must salute John Tesh. He stood up and confirmed it. They did have an affair back in the 1970s in Nashville, and it was interesting to Oprah's life story because it was an interracial affair at a time when interracial affair in the South would have been quite dangerous. Oprah broke a lot of barriers.
You say that all of her workers, and this is not uncommon, this happens a lot in not only the entertainment business but in big business, where people working for you sign confidentiality statements. That's kind of commonplace, if you will.
Yes.
Yet you have a litany of people that you've talked to, including her landscape architect, her father, that have given information. Were these people not in the line of people who signed the confidentiality statement? Because there's a lot of them here.
Her father did not sign a confidentiality agreement, but it was kind of sad. During the interview, he told me that Oprah came down on him quite harshly when he wanted to write his own book. And he said that his life story was more than just taking care of Oprah. I did see the 67-page proposal, and he's right. It wasn't just about Oprah, but he said to me that he now needs publishers. Publishers are demanding he has Oprah's permission in order to publish his book.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is some question whether or not that's her biological father, too.
That is true. Her Aunt Catherine told me that he isn't Oprah's biological father. She went into great detail about who the biological father was, but swore me to secrecy because Oprah doesn't know. And I said, why doesn't Oprah know? She's entitled to know who her real father is. And her Aunt Catherine said, it's not my place to tell her. It's her mother's place.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why doesn't her mother tell her? And Aunt Catherine said, because she just doesn't want to get into it at this stage of the game.
Mm-hmm. There's no question that her early life was tough, and you review that in the book quite extensively. But you also bring out the fact that she has, over the years, become very calloused and really isn't the person that you see on screen, which in somebody's private life, if they want to do that, unless they're an elected official, they can do that. She even described herself as a little, let's say, loose when it came to the social parameters of her early life, giving birth prematurely at age 15. To a baby that died 6 weeks later, and also talking about her relationship with Stedman, which seemed always kind of strange, and this girl named Gail King. What is the facts about Gail King?
Well, Vernon Winfrey takes a very dim view of Gail King. He calls her that girlfriend of Oprah's. They do not get along. I don't think there's a lesbian relationship between Oprah and Gail. I think they're just very, very close. And as Oprah has gotten so famous and so very powerful, the circle around her has gotten very tight and very small. And Gail is someone that she trusts. She feels that she gets from Gail an unconditional love that she never got from her own family.
Mm-hmm. Many, many years ago, there was a story circulating about a very popular female singer, and when that story was going to come to light, somebody in the suits up higher in the record industry squelched the story. Very similar to the head of Paramount insisting that a story was to be killed with regards to a report that a reporter by the name of Diane Diamond was about to do. Does she possess that much power in the industry? Are there people that actually fear her presence?
Yes, there are. Unquestionably, the story about Diane Diamond, which is in the book, is really quite fascinating. And I found that same kind of power when I started to promote this book a few weeks ago. I couldn't be on The View, and you would think that this is a book that might lend itself to The View.
Right.
But them were very honest. Their producers told the publisher that they didn't want to disrupt their relationship with Oprah. She has immense power in the industry.
And that's the part of this industry that I can't handle. I just get totally disgusted when the journalist do not like to have people on the air. They're going to talk negative about people that they know, even though it may be true, they just don't want to participate, and I think that's a great disservice to the general public. It's terrible.
And that's one reason I don't want to live in a world where all of my information is authorized.
Yes.
That's why I believe in doing this kind of a book.
You can do one on me, Kitty?
You're safe. You're safe.
I'm safe. Well, wait a minute. That means I'm not famous if I'm safe. You're pick on the very famous. The book is Oprah, a biography by the controversial Kitty Kelly. Thanks, Kitty.
Thank you, Ron.
And if you want me for a book, I'm available on Tuesdays
right.
And Wednesdays, okay?
Thank you.
That's when being a nobody pays off, right? Hey, we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. And I'd like to remind everybody that you can visit our website, which is ronsegi.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, January's here. I am very enthused to talk to our next guest because I am a stickler for being organized, right? My wife seems to think that it's just organized confusion, but I want to say it's organized. It's so important. And January is recognized as Get Organized Month. And to help us is a certified professional organizer and the author of the book, The Clutter Diet, The Skinny on Organizing Your Home and Taking Control of Your Life. Joining us right now is Lori Moraro. Hello, Lori. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so
so much. Happy New Year, Ron.
Happy New Year, Lori. Boy, I tell you, you sound like the perfect wife, because I have to be very honest with you. Organization is like my middle name, even if it's organized confusion, as my wife says it is. So where do we start?
You know, I always recommend starting on an area that's bothering you the most. Then once you get that solved, the momentum from that success is going to carry you into the next project. You know, I also recommend looking at your systems in your house. So places where there are, you know, a revolving door of messes like dishes and laundry, and all those systems are very important to get down before you tackle other things.
You see, I'm always of the opinion that when you have things organized, you save time. And a survey that you were going to talk about here says individuals waste around an hour or so each day normally searching for things they've misplaced. That's up to 15 days a year of wasting time just to disorganization. So when you say disorganized, do you mean everything being neat or categorized? And I know you include computers too about this. So how do you start the process, and where do you start the process? I know you said revolving doors and things like that, but what about like desks and garage and those rooms that you just throw everything in?
Yeah, so you know, the goal here is not perfection. That's one of the myths. So this is not about being OCD and having everything all lined up perfectly. This is about being ready for whatever life throws your way. So you're prepared. So the goal of being organized is being functional. It's being able to find a Band-Aid when you need one, being able to file your taxes on time, all of that. So it's less about what it looks like and more about how you feel in your life.
Now, what about tools?
You know, let's start with some tools to talk about organizing your computer and your digital resources. This is becoming a more overwhelming space for people all the time. So you can save, access, and help protect the content that matters to you the most with the My Passport SSD from WD. You can keep that productivity flowing with a password-enabled hardware encryption in a sleek, durable metal design that's easy to use, and it's blazing fast. It comes in sizes from 500 gigabytes, if you can believe that.
And what exactly does it do for those people who may not understand the terminology here, Lori?
Yeah, we're talking about a portable hard drive. So if you have a reason to maybe not want to have things all in the cloud and you want to have it right on your person and have it as secure as possible, this is a place to centralize all the most important documents that you need in one place.
The other day I was searching for a car title, couldn't find it anywhere. Is there such a thing as preventative organization so that you don't have to look at something and say, boy, I got to clean this laundry room or I got to clean the computer, something that you prevent as you go?
Sure. You know, we talk about maintenance all the time. So there's really three ways to think about organizing. You can think about prevention, not getting the stuff across the threshold in the first place. Then reduction, which is doing the projects to go through and reduce what you've already accumulated. And then you've got that maintenance, which is what you're talking about. So that how do you keep it from getting organized again? So it's like when you lose weight, you know, you really want to maintain. And so, yes, you want to have a routine. And this is important for your morning, for your evening, to have a routine of how you run your day so that you set yourself up for success.
What about something like scheduling doctor's appointments, meetings, appointments that you have to have maybe away from the house or away from the office? We have cell phones that ring a bell sometimes, and of course we got the calendar that we forget to look at. Are there anything along those lines that could help us?
Oh, sure. I mean, everybody has their phone now, so I always recommend having those pop-up reminders. And, you know, don't forget, you can put very mundane things in your calendar, too. It doesn't just have to be your doctor's appointments. You can have, hey, it's time to change the air filter. You know, you could put that in there, too, and that really does help.
When I have that little ring on my phone to remind me of something, when it rings, I forgot what it was supposed to remind me of, which is not very helpful, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's talk about the book for a second now. When you get into that book, what do you discuss there that you suggest? Because, I mean, that is probably the go-to place to get all the information that one would need to get organized for the new year. This is the perfect timing for this, you know. Of course you know.
Of course I do. Yeah, well, thank you. My book is based on this whole metaphor of, you know, the fact that, you know, losing clutter from your home is very much like losing weight from your body. And, you know, we talk about putting your house on a diet and losing pounds from your home when you take all that stuff to Goodwill. It's a wonderful metaphor that has to do with personal change. Everybody needs to, you know, understand that this change comes from within. You can't make somebody else get organized. That's what I really enjoy. I structure the book that, you know, with that metaphor.
You mentioned Goodwill. That, I think, is a great idea. idea, because so many times you have clothes, and I'm one of them, that say, well, that was a nice shirt, but it was a nice shirt when it fit, all right? And you haven't worn it in a long time. It's really sometimes better to just shed yourself of this stuff rather than try and find a place for it. And that's my biggest problem, is I hate to part with anything, but Goodwill is such a good place to put this stuff.
Well, it is, because what you do is you send it to them, and then they take the proceeds from that and they use it towards work programs to help people connect to jobs. And that's very important. A lot of people don't even know what they do, but that's a big part of what makes society run, is everyone having a great job and a connection to work.
If you were to have one common denominator in a home or in a business, what would it be? Would it be paperwork? Would it be shedding clothing and not hanging it up? Or what would it be?
Well, it's definitely the garage. It's the final frontier. Everything gets procrastinated out to the garage. So if you're looking for perfect ways to get the clutter in your garage organized this new year, Gladiator has a variety of products to store, you know, sporting gear, gardening supplies, and even your tools, of course. So there is a brand new 7-drawer storage cabinet they have that's perfect for organizing tools in a variety of sizes. It's in one easy location. It even has wheels on it, so you can move it where you need it and then put it back in this little parking space in your garage.
I am absolutely a maniac for keeping a garage clean, because I have a couple of fancy cars that I've bought over the years, and they got to sit in the same environment that we sit in the house. Any other information you can give us, Lori?
Yeah, a couple things. So first, we all have so many passwords to manage, so it's easy to stay safe and secure and organized with all your passwords across all your devices thanks to Dashlane. So Dashlane fills in all your passwords and payments and personal details wherever you need them, so you can just keep going with what you want to do. And then finally, staying organized really does have a lot to do with cleaning too. So I recommend there's a new Hoover Clean Slate Spot Cleaner. So it not only cleans these old stains we all have, like mud and coffee and these pet messes, but it gives you the confidence to tackle anything that might come your way in 2022. They have all these different attachments that help you get into these smaller areas like carpet corners and stairs and even the fabric car seats. So you can get that at hoover.com for under $100.
Where can we go for more information on everything that we talked about today, Lori?
Well, you can head on over to tipsontv.com.
I really have enjoyed this, because I am a fanatic for having some kind of organization, even if it's my pitiful way of doing it, at least it's a start. And of course, January is recognized as Organized Month. Lori, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you come back in the new year.
Would love to. My pleasure.
Lori Moraro has been our guest. I'm going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
residents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour for joining us, and they include the great Paul Anka, the dog whisperer Cesar Millan, Kitty Kelly, and also Lori Marrero. Next hour, another musical legend. Not only great writing, singing, but also acting in the industry, Melissa Manchester will be on the show. Actress Charlene Tilton. She's done a lot of things in her life, but at 17 years old, she had her first gig on Dallas. Not bad. And then Dr. Lovely and Gina Hollenbeck will be here to talk about lung cancer. And that's coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today. So stay with us.